Ladies and gentlemen, our next match is an anything goes octagon bout and will be for the WEWA World Television Championship. Entering the cage along with his valet, Sarah Richards. From Kokomo, Indiana, he is the current WEWA World Television Champion. This is Derek Kichaka.
This week, Derek Cheapshot Park said he was willing to give Chris Ross just one more shot at the World Television title. And if Ross couldn't defeat him, Chris Ross would never get another match for the TV title ever again as long as Derek Park was the champion. Tonight, Chris Ross responded before by saying the only thing he's interested in is revenge.
And making his way to the octagon.
As the lights go out in the arena and an eerie feeling comes across the crowd, Chris Ross's entrance music continues to play, and oh my God, I think I see him. Here he is.
Weighing in at a massive 300 pounds, give it up for the Midnight Rider, he is Chris Ross.
You know, at one point, Chris Ross had everything going for him, but somewhere along the line, he simply lost it all. He lost the wrestler's respect, he lost the fans' respect, he lost the good people of Hawaii's respect, and he even lost the respect of our ring announcer, Michael Stuffer. And I gotta tell you, folks, that's pretty hard to do. This week, when reports surfaced about Chris Ross killing himself, I thought it wasn't a half-bad idea. But then common sense, of course, overset emotion. And just like it did when Chris Ross was perched high above the water on top of that bridge on that fateful day, something clicked. At first you don't succeed. Try again. Entering the octagon with a hellacious scowl on his face, Chris Ross begins to circle, and Derek Parks immediately gets into defensive position. The octagon has been locked. The gate is closing. And here we go! Park stomps Ross's bare foot and quickly follows up with a ring to the eyes. DDP is looking for a 300-pound body slam. Ross runs in, slamming his forearm down onto the back of Derek Parks. The big Hawaiian now rams his knee into the face of the TV champion. And my God, look at Parks fold up on the canvas like a card table. Up against the octagon and in defensive position. Leg drop across the back of the champion. And Ross isn't even close to finishing this one. Pulling Derek to his feet by the hair. Ross locks in a side Hawaiian leg sweep and yanking backwards. Parks cries out in pain. Surfboard stretches the back and applying pressure to Derek's lumbar region. Ross is forced to break the hold and he looks like a man possessed in there. Can you believe it? He's going nuts. Slinging Parks over his shoulder, Ross reaches across the octagon and driving Parks into the canvas with the sick Oklahoma slam. This one has to be over. One, two. Ross pulls up Parks, and oh my God, Chris Ross is now smiling at Sarah Richards. Oh, he just slapped Derek Parks in the back of the head. Off the mat and up onto his shoulder once again. Parks leans back into the ring, and there goes Derek Parks into the power of the octagon, courtesy of a nice Samoan drop. On the outside, Sarah Richards has busted out in tears, and Chris Ross knows the more he can hurt Derek Parks inside the octagon, the more Sarah Richards will suffer too. Grinding Parks' face into the mesh, Ross tears open a gash above the champion's eye, and if Parks doesn't get out of this match soon, he's never going to make it to the grinder. Here's the cover in the count. One, two, Ross pulled Parks up again, and now the referee is getting all over Chris Ross. The big Hawaiian better watch out, because if he's not careful, he won't win the title on a disqualification. As Parks continues to bleed, Ross is now calling for a neck breaker, and the champion counters with a low blow. Kick to the testicular region, increases the throb, and Derek connects with the hard right. Arming it by Parks, his ball by a poke to the eyes, and down goes Chris Ross, courtesy of a clothesline. Let me tell you something, folks. They don't call Derek Parks the dirtiest player in the game for nothing. Pinning Ross up against the cage, the blood-soaked Parks now applies an illegal chokehold, and there's nothing the referee can do about it. Left, right, left, right. Punches and punches down onto the television champion, and Parks goes back to the choke, and I think he's trying to kill Ross, and listen to that slut Sarah Richards screaming at him. Parks pulls Ross from the canvas and he's going to the body, but Ross pushes the champion back with the grunt. DCP charges back in and Ross unloads the front kick from hell. Parks has just lost one of his front teeth and taking him away. Ross tosses him into the octagon by the hair, closing in the gap with hate-filled eyes. Ross cranks down with a tombstone piledriver. And my God, I think Derek Parks is dead. This octagon is covered with Derek Parks' blood from corner to corner, and Chris Ross is going for the win. One, two, Ross pulled him up again, and Sarah Richards, would you shut the hell up? Come on, referee, it's like listening to a cat in heat. Ross is quick to lock in a sleeper hold and dragging the limp and lifeless champion over to the side of the octagon where Sarah Richards is still screaming. He transitions into a full Nelson. Oh no, Ross is now grating the face of Derek Parks into the mesh with herky-jerky movements back and forth and back and forth. And Derek Parks has finally donned the proverbial crimson mask. Sarah Richards is going into her purse and thinks she's going for that damn Jamaican jerk powder. She tosses it through the mesh and Ross releases the full Nelson. The Jamaican jerk powder hit Parks in the face. Derek Parks is blinded. Into the ripped open gash of Derek Parks, the champion lets out a blood-curdling scream. That stuff's gonna sting. Turning into the octagon without sight, Ross moves into position.
Right now!
One, two, three, Derek Parks has lost the championship and Chris Ross has once again become the brand new WEWA World Television Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new WEWA World Television Champion, the Midnight Rider, Chris Ross.
Sarah Richards has come into the ring and she just jumped into the arms of Chris Ross. What the hell is this? Was this a joke? Was this a trick? Ross, please tell me you're not gonna take that bitch back. She tried to hit you with the Jamaican jerk powder. Oh, don't deny it, Sarah. She's lying, Ross. Chris Ross is now hugging Sarah Richards and she's showing him the engagement ring and she's saying yes, she wants to marry Chris Ross. Yes, sure you do. Parks has just been turned into hamburger meat and Chris Ross now has a gold. Ross is kissing Sarah Richards. I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, wait a minute. Ross just tossed Richards over his shoulder and he's running towards that one.
Oh, my God! Through the octagon with Sarah Richards leading the way!
Holy shit! Chris Ross just rammed Sarah Richards right through one of the octagon walls, and I think Sarah Richards is dead! Quivering on the ground is the little slut with her pink thong exposed for the world to see! Chris Ross is getting up, and good for you, Ross! He's smiling, and he just spit on Sarah Richards, and listens in his place! Embrace Chris Ross! Mike Morrison is up here and smashing a steel chair over the head of an unsuspecting Chris Ross. You knew Mike Morrison wanted to make a statement here tonight at this iPay-per-view. Wait a minute. Oh my God, Ross is getting up and he's laughing. That chair shot didn't even faze him and Morrison can't believe it. There goes Mike Morrison. He's hightailing it into the back. And I don't blame him because there goes Chris Ross giving chase. Fans inside the octagon, the medical team is now saying Derek Parks may have once again broken his neck, and if that's the case, we may never see DCP in WEWA again. Folks, we have to get into the back because apparently Jack Craven is now hot on the trail of Mr. Mattee, and if his comments earlier meant anything, you know that if Craven gets a hold of Mr. Mattee, it might be curtains for the eWrestling.org owner. Let's go to the Overtron.
Mattee! Open the fucking door! Mattee! I know you're in there! You can hide behind your politics as long as you want, but sooner or later you gotta come out of that room! And I'm not going anywhere! Do you hear me? Open this goddamn door right now, or
what do you want?
Candace. The fuck are you? I get it. Christ, do you even have anything on under there?
See, this is the bullshit I'm talking about. Am I the only one out of the loop? You know, let me tell you something. This shit might all seem great right now, but when he turns on you, and I promise you, he will. Just don't say Jack Craven didn't tell you so.
Don't worry about my world falling down around me, Jack. And do me a favor. Worry about how you're going to stop your world from falling all around you after Rick Righteous tears you to pieces.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You don't know me. Who the hell are you to judge me?
Who am I? I'm JK, baby! Woo!
Whoa! What's all the commotion out here? I hear doors slamming, people yelling. Goodness, who was that?
Nobody, Batiste. Absolutely nobody.